Welcome to the Second Floor Lounge. My name's Eric Ackerman. We've reached the end of the Seventh Son contest. Our winner is Lindsay Brown. The book will be winging its way to her shortly. Now we've got our Halloween episode. Don't forget to vote for the Lounge Top 5 by emailing me at silvervale@gmail.com. Gonna kick things off with Hungry Teenage Wolfman by the Bama Llamas and Halloween by the Coffin Shakers.
Right now, children, let me tell you what I found. I was minding my own business when I heard an awful sound. My body started shaking, my knees were weak. I was so scared, out of my mind, I couldn't even speak. I think that you can take it, I'll tell you what I saw. Hold on now, listen to me, and I'll finish what I started. There I was shaking, jumping out of my skin. I could feel something breathing down my neck, and the air was getting thin. My body couldn't move, I was breaking out in a sweat. I had no idea what was going on, but it's pretty awful, I bet. I opened up my peepers, couldn't believe the terrible sight. It was a hungry teenage wolfman howling in the night. Howling in the night. Well, I didn't know what to do, but I hoped it would last long. So I took out my guitar, started to play him a song. Well, Wolfman started shaking when he heard that rock and roll. Man, that cat was wild, he was shaking out of control. I heard a beautiful sound. Many months later, at a rec store in these parts, couldn't believe my eyes. Saw the Wolfman top of the charts. Well, that Wolfman stole my song, and now he's my leech cat. Overheard the teenage girl say, "It's what's up." Now I got a lesson, take you very far. Run into a Wolfman, hold on to your guitar.
The sun is setting in the west, the shadows are growing tall. A bad moon's on the rise tonight, the children of the night call. Tonight the graves are opening up, the strangest sights are seen. Keep all doors and windows locked this night of Halloween.
We are the undead, immortal. No man can harm us unless he pours a stake through our hearts or beheads us. No one is protected from us unless they hold the hated cross.
You're a vampire.
Yes. I can savor the most extreme of Satan's delights. I can feed on the blood of a human victim.
Not me.
It is a test. One who is dedicated to the devil and his deeds will not die by a vampire's bite, but will become one of the undead. A vampire. The good and the innocent die.
Hey Tom, it's Bob from the office down the hall. It's good to see you, buddy. How've you been? Things have been okay for me, except that I'm a zombie now. I really wish you'd let us in. I think I speak for all of us when I say I understand why you folks might hesitate to submit to our demand. But here's an FYI, you're all gonna die screaming.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable, I mean no one's gonna eat your eyes. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brain. I don't want to nitpick, Tom, but is this really your plan? Spend your whole life locked inside a mall. Maybe that's okay. Someday you'll be out of food and guns, and you'll have to make the call. I'm not surprised to see you haven't thought it through enough. You never had the head for all that bigger picture stuff. But Tom, that's what I do, and I plan on eating you slowly. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. If you open up the door, we'll all come inside and eat your brains. I'd like to help you, Tom, in any way I can. Well, technically I am. I guess I somehow. Meanwhile, I'll report back to you. down the doors. I guess we'll table this for now. I'm glad to see you take constructive criticism well. Thank you for your time. I know we're all busy as hell. And we'll put this thing to bed when I bash your head open.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're not unreasonable. I mean, no one's gonna eat your eyes.
All we wanna do is eat your brains.
We're at an impasse here. Maybe we should compromise. Open up the doors. We'll all come inside and eat your brains.
That was Re Your Brains by Jonathan Colton. This is Cthulhu Fathagen by Tom Smith and the great Luke Ski.
Cthulhu Fathagen.
What a wonderful phrase.
Cthulhu Fathagen, say it and you're crazed.
It means Cthulhu rising out of the haze.
It's a prophecy we'll all soon see. Cthulhu Fathagen.
Ah yes, Cthulhu Fathagen. It's our way of life, it's our motto, it's our credo.
Oh, I hate that.
Hate what?
Han Solo clearly shot first.
Not Greedo, Credo.
Oh, sorry.
When he was an outer god.
When I was an outer god!
Yay! Dead Cthulhu waits dreaming no longer. He found that his form lacked a certain appeal. All his glistening pseudopods made blood congeal.
I'm a sensitive soul at the end of the day. And it hurt that my friend's flesh all melted away. And all the shame!
Oh, the terrible shame!
What a disgrace!
Falling from grace!
Till I decided to blame!
Whose fault was it?
The whole human race!
Yeah, what were they doing hanging around with an acidic mass of flesh-devouring polyps anyway?
Can I help it if I'm an ick magnet?
Hey.
Cthulhu Fathagen! Now we're in for strange days! It screws up your noggin! Turns planets into buffets! And great Cthulhu! Spares whoever obeys. So get off of me, you monstrosity, Cthulhu Fathagen.
Cthulhu Fathagen, Cthulhu Fathagen, Cthulhu Fathagen, Cthulhu Fathagen, Cthulhu Fathagen.
Wait, we keep doing this, he's gonna show up.
Cool!
It means Cthulhu rising out of the haze.
It's insanity for humanity. Cthulhu Fathagen.
Cthulhu Fathagen.
Cthulhu Fathagen.
Cthulhu Fathagen. I say Cthulhu.
And I say Fathagen.
If I said Ithaqua.
We need a toboggan. Cthulhu Fathagen. That was a lot of fun. Can we sing another one, please?
Oh, sure thing, my odoriferous pal. Hit it.
Tek-a-lee-lee, 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 tek-a-lee-lee,
tek-a-lee-lee, tek-a-lee-lee, tek-a-lee-lee, tek-a-lee-lee, tek-a-lee-lee, tek-a-lee-lee, tek-a-lee-lee, return from Rilia, Cthulhu has a bite. I can't hear you, buddy. Back me up. Abhoff?
Yeah.
Ow, 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 ow! Oh, great Cthulhu! Ow, ow! Oh, stop, stop! No, no, not with the tentacles! No! Oh, it hurts.
Now we've got Halloween Girl, Ghosts on the Radio.
Spine creeps into my heart and haunts my
inside my heart spins me around till I'm back at the start. Lips so soft and candy apple sweet. She carved a name into my heart for everyone to see. Too good to picture why you would trick or a treat. Certainly tasty from your forehead to your feet.
taking my baby, and he's sucking me dry. She was here when I left town, and now she.
What's the point in going on?
That's Vampire in My Town by Elsinore and Zombie Love Song by the Great Underground Empire. And that's going to do it for another episode of the Second Floor Lounge. As always, all of the music played on the show can be found at Music Alley on the Podsafe Music Network. Links can also be found in the show notes at secondfloorlounge.mevio.com. If you like the music, tell a friend about the show and support the artist by buying it. Send any feedback to me, including your votes for the Lounge Top 5 at silvervale@gmail.com. But before we go, the Lounge Top 5 from last episode. At number 5, Do This For Me by Matthew Wayne Selznick. Number 4, Better Days by Reiko Pipes and the Kenny Ryan Band. Number 3, To Be an Angel, Uncle Seth. Number 2, Lost My Way by Matthew Ebel. And at number 1, I Am, Molly's Theme from Shadow Falls by Monk. We'll be right back.